The Texas Senate has found State Attorney General Ken Paxton not guilty during an impeachment trial where he faced 16 charges of corruption, bribery, and more. That means Paxton now goes back to work as Attorney General, a job that brought him so much power and attention in Texas and on the national level. Paxton had been suspended from the job after he was impeached by the state's House of Representatives. Texas newsroom political reporter Sergio Martinez Beltran has been in the Texas State House in Austin for the whole thing. Hey there.
Hi.
So Paxton was impeached by the House by a wide margin, including a lot of Republicans. Is it fair to call this acquittal a surprise?
Well, yes and no. Senators deliberated for about 9 hours over these accusations that Paxton abused his office to protect a political donor. It's not surprising because this is a Republican-led Senate, and prosecutors had to convince two-thirds, so 21 out of 30 eligible senators, to get a conviction. But it is a surprise in the sense that House impeachment managers said there was enough evidence to support a conviction. And mind you, when Ken Paxton was impeached in the Texas House in May, a majority of Republicans voted in favor. So I think there was an expectation that the same was going to happen in the Senate.
Yeah, and it didn't. So the next question is, during the 10 days of this trial, was there any key testimony, any key moments that may have changed minds in his favor?
Yes, I think there was a memorable moment for the defense, and it happened early in the trial. The prosecutors called Ryan Vassar to the witness stand. Vassar was one of Paxton's deputies who reported him to the FBI. And at one point, Vassar was asked by a defense attorney about what evidence he brought to the FBI.
You went to the FBI on September 30th with your compatriots and reported the elected attorney general of this state for a crime without any evidence. Yes?
That's right. We took no evidence.
And the defense hung on to that testimony, arguing that the whistleblowers who reported Paxton, in fact, had no real evidence.
What's been the reaction since the acquittal?
Well, House impeachment managers talked to reporters after the vote, and they said they were disappointed with the Senate's decision. State Representative Andrew Murr, who is a Republican leading the impeachment managers, said the House met the burden of proof to convict. But Paxton supporters feel vindicated. State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican who since day one advocated for the dismissal of the charges, called the proceedings a sham.
Millions of dollars were wasted because the House was on a mission without considering what it was going to take to get there.
Hall and other Republicans in the Senate have vowed to change the Texas Constitution to make it harder to impeach public officials.
What about Ken Paxton? What's next for him now?
This is not the end of Paxton's legal issues. The FBI is investigating these corruption allegations. Paxton has also been under indictment since 2015 for securities fraud, but has yet to face a trial. In the meantime, Paxton will return to the AG's office immediately. Paxton has a history of suing the Biden administration on issues like abortion and federal spending. And in a statement today, he told the Biden administration to buckle up because he's back.
That's Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin. Thank you so much for your work covering this trial.
You're welcome.